Hey, Dream. This is Sandria here. Hey, I'm having a great day, as I always say, because that's how it should be. You know what I mean? I'm on my way right now to show a house for a buyer who I've submitted an offer for, but we're just going to look at a few more houses because, you know, God forbid the offer declines and time is of the essence. They need to move, so you want to have a backup plan, and that's what I'm doing right now. The woman with the master plan. But anyways, I felt compelled to do a podcast while I'm driving. I usually like to do it when I'm driving sometimes. What are you saying, Andrea? What do you want to talk about? Let's talk for a minute, right? Okay, yes, and I just talked to myself in a third person. Anyway, what I want to really touch base on is, you know, the things that we want to control and the things that we stress about and the things that we want to, completely grasp on our own. You know, it's almost like that saying in the Bible, lean not into your own understanding. I mean, really, I feel like our history has already, you know, expressed the secrets of living a peaceful life and a prosperous life and a life of fulfillment if we just listen to what they say. You know what they say, right? You know what people have already been through it, you know, from history and generations, you know, the wisdom and wiseness that the elderly and the people from our history have, you know, documented, really, it's there. It's there for us to learn from and grow from and hopefully innovate from. My whole point is this. For example, and I like to give examples, I just went on an interview today, and it was kind of funny as an independent contractor, as a licensed realtor, right? You know, you work for yourself, for somebody who has, you know, listings and, you know, working with buyers and, you know, selling not small items here, okay? I'm talking the most largest transaction, you know, some people make in their whole entire life. That is my job, is to see them through those things and guide them through that. And to have to, you know, go to office and apply for a J-O-B, a 9-to-5, you know, the question the lady and guy gave me, and of course, it's even more nerve-wracking when you're getting interviewed by two people. I mean, yeah, I wish it was just one person, so you could really get, you know, to know the person, but when there's two, you really feel like you're being judged. I honestly don't know if I said the right things or if I said some crazy things. I don't know. I think I asked the girl, was she from New York? Because she looked, you know, pretty serious. And then she's from California. So anyway, you don't prejudge people, but I think I kind of did. Anyway, my point of this is I'm sitting here driving on my way, you know, to a showing. And I was really stressed out. I think I still kind of am, but I feel relieved now that I'm talking to you guys about it. Thank you for lending an ear. That I'm trying to think of everything I could have said, or what didn't I say, or did I come off too strong? Did I seem like, you know, I was above the job level? Am I overqualified? Am I underqualified? Am I too cultural? Am I not cultural enough? You know, I'm just thinking of every, you know, thing I did wrong or everything I could have done. And it's really stressing me out, dude. And I just was thinking, how many more dreamers are out there right now, you know, pursuing their dreams, but, you know, trying to get a practical J-O-B in the meantime? Because we can dream all day, but we have to pay our bills now, you know? I mean, yes, I have a podcast, and yes, you could become a member and, you know, donate $5, I think if you sign up to be a member of my podcast, you know, you'll get a little royalties. But to be honest, I've been podcasting over a year, and I think I've made a little less than $20. I've been a YouTuber. I think I made, you know, a few dollars, and I didn't even see that dollar because you have to reach a certain threshold to even get the money. So, you know, as we're dreaming and we're seeking out our dreams, I put out a CD out there. And I think my whole CD, I only made $10.60 so far. And it cost me, you know, not a lot of money to distribute. But, you know, it's really hard to go after your dreams if you aren't making money. Okay? And that's why I have to pursue a job right now, because, you know, even in real estate, I got a closing coming up. It's still not enough. Even if you close and you make $4,000, well, there's 12 months in a year. You divide that $4,000 with, you know, the whole year, it really gets depleted, unfortunately. So, you see, my whole point is this. Things that we can't control, we gotta let it go. Oh, we're gonna drive ourselves crazy. How can I move forward with my day and continue what I gotta do if I'm stressing about what I didn't do or what I could have done? Listen, you can't stress about what you could have, would have, should have done. The only thing you can do is worry about what you can do moving forward. And I say, if you're in a position where you're looking for a job and you just did an interview, and, you know, whatever happened to getting hired on the spot, I mean, that's really freaking wonderful. If you hired somebody on the spot and you're an employer, man, can I give you a high five virtually or a high five spiritually? Because employers know this, and this is kind of a rant, but who cares? It's my podcast, so, you know, I'm the CEO of Dream Makeup, you know what I mean? I'm going to make it like this. If you are an employer, and I've been an employer a few times, and you hire somebody on the spot, you are relieving a lot of stress. You are relieving, you know, maybe some bills. I mean, they're on the way. I mean, you're really doing the person that you're hiring a service. So a good service by, you know, hiring them. Maybe they have children. Maybe they're in a divorce. And they're stressed out about waiting 1 week, 2 weeks for a job. So if you like the person, you feel the chemistry, and you've looked at their resume, and you did the research before the interview, hire them. Because, you know, it could be like a life-changing experience. But I guess, you know, you got to weigh your options. And the lady told me, she goes, you know, we're in the beginning of the process, so, you know, obviously they're going to, you know, interview more people. But then you feel like, well, what do you need to interview other people for, you know? Am I not good enough? I mean, it just keeps going on in my head. So if you don't do that, if you're able to go to an interview, give it all you got, and then just walk out of there confident and thinking, you know what, if they like me, they like me. If they don't, they don't. I'm just going to keep it moving until the right people come along and hire me. So know you're worthy of everything that you apply for. If you don't get it, it's not because of you, it's because of them. I will honestly tell you that. If you didn't get a job, it's because the chemistry wasn't right with them, okay? Because if you are hired and it's a job that you wanted, then, you know, the chemistry just has to go on, you know, continue on forth with them. I don't know what I just said. Anyway, it's not you, you know what I mean? Like, don't blame yourself if you don't get the job. That's my whole point. You know, it's not your fault that you're not what they're looking for. If the job is what you are looking for. Okay, point made. You guys have a great day. The journey continues no matter what. Even when you get the job, you still got to keep going. You still got to be a good, you know, employee. You still got to be a good entrepreneur. You still got to be a good person, a good dreamer. Just keep going, keep dreaming, and know that I'm here for you always. If you want to send me a message, you can on Anchor, and know that I got your back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.